This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. They were on the show a couple of months ago. We're talking about customer protection service. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CSPS. And with us today is the CFO and corporate secretary of the company, Mr. John Kirkendall. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Good to be back.
For listeners who are new to the company, please tell us a little bit about Custom Protection Service. I know that you guys just kind of came on board here, about 9 to 13 months ago, something like that?
Something like that. This is a Delaware corporation that we have our head offices in Conroe, Texas. And Conroe is, for those who don't know, is the northern part of greater Houston. And it's one of the fastest growing spots in Texas right now. We offer a comprehensive portfolio of security and protection services tailored to your needs. We have a proven and sustainable business model that's in revenue and growing. So anyway, management's been around for a long time, I think in the aggregate about over 100 years.
Also, I wanted to say that one of your partners passed away about a week ago, Rutherford, the Rock. And I'm sorry to hear that, and my condolences goes out to you and your team and his family.
Well, it's just one of the challenges of life, and I'm certainly going to miss him, but it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, John. Can you describe in a little bit more detail the services you offer and what kind of clients you guys are looking for?
Well, I've got a big, long list of can't take time for all that right now. But, of course, we have the standard guard services, armed and unarmed guards. And we have personal protection for corporate executives, high net worth individuals, celebrities, and so forth. Somewhat new, we offer mobile patrol services to take care of large properties and estate patrols, apartments, housing complexes, gated communities, that sort of thing, even car dealerships. And we offer private investigation, undercover surveillance.
Wow.
All that kind of stuff, background checks and verifications. Where we're going to have to go soft for a while is we have a large posting, I guess you might say, to community and special events. We're not going to have many of those for the next little while, but they'll come back.
Now, are all these services just in Texas? Are you guys outside of Texas?
We're not outside of Texas at the moment. We got our hands full with Houston right now, but we are going to be looking at acquisitions. We'll come to that. We do have something new, and that is the COVID-19 screening services that we launched that in March.
Wow.
Frontline screening solutions for the disease. We've designed it in such a fashion that it be non-invasive, flexible in implementation, allows clients to screen employees and customers as desired or necessary.
Speaking of the COVID-19, is that affecting your business in either in a negative or a positive way?
Well, it would be foolish to deny that it's not affecting us. I mean, that's the way it is. But it's definitely making security more relevant and necessary. I think it will make the screening services will lead to larger term contracts.
That's good. That's good. You know, I was looking at your market cap. Your market cap right now is around $18.2 million with your stock price at 30 cents a share. That being said, what are your growth strategies moving forward?
In the short term, we're trying to develop a new business with through targeted advertising and marketing campaigns, which is pretty standard, but we've really picked some good people to work for us. Our goal is to generate $7.5 million the remainder of this year. Next year, try to get it up to $20 million, and then hanging out after that will be for $50 million. Our long-term growth is to grow through acquisition. And the contract security industry, we're very fragmented. There's 8,000 companies in the global market. And according to a recent industry report by Robert H. Perry Associates, 96% are smaller companies, less than $5 million a year in revenue, are privately owned and operated. So what does that do for us? There's a market right there.
Absolutely.
How are they going to get in and get out? So a typical acquisition transaction would be a cash and stock seller would receive a negotiated cash settlement with stock to follow, and they have to agree to a 1 to 3 year management contract, and it's going to develop a seamless plan to have succession plan in place while limiting the disruption. And the acquiring company continues to form. It'll impact us with as new capital, so forth, and it. It's really kind of unique so far, as we've received a very positive response within the industry. No one else is offering anything quite like this.
Well, let me ask you this. Your goals for 2020, where do you see you guys in the next, say, two or three quarters in 2020?
Well, you need a crystal ball, but, you know, you can't just ignore. Business is going to grow just with it. You know, things that are going on today with beginning to have some reentry into the marketplace. But so we're going to keep pounding on our marketing plan to grow the revenue. We think we can be fully reporting with the SEC by the end of the summer. We have a Form 10 that's been drafted, and we're working on a two-year audit now. So what's that going to do? It's going to uplift us to OTCCB in the fall.
Yep.
Then we should be able then to market in the Canadian market and the European market. Lo and behold, with more acquisitions, we're going to be uplifted. We should be uplifted to the point where we can look at NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange. It's ambitious, I know, but it's doable.
Well, John, let me ask you this before I let you go. We've got a minute or so left here in the show. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. There's probably hundreds, if not at least 1,000 security companies in the greater Texas area, and with the, you know, the different cities, Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, and so forth. But what makes your company so unique that people would leave whoever they're with and for you guys to take away market share?
Well, we think one of the reasons is because we have a sustainable and profitable business model, that we don't need any large funding to get into revenue and profitability. The services we offer are becoming more and more relevant in today's world. And with such a tight share structure and a low public float, that puts us in a great position. And we're one of the few public companies in this kind of space. You know, the proof is in the pudding, of course, but we really are poised for significant growth, and I'm sure there's going to be some bumps and all that sort of thing. It's pretty exciting.
My guest today has been John Kuykendall. He is the CFO and Corporate Secretary of Custom Protection Services, Inc. Check them out. They're on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CSPS. John, before I let you go, what is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, that we're here to stay. How about that? Today's market, there's so many uncertainties. We all watch the TV and read the news.
Yep.
You just got to hang in there. You got to hang in to get it done. And security is going to be one of those things. It's going to be a need that a lot of companies don't want because of the expense, but they're going to have it to to succeed in their business. So it's just another change in the world.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. And again, hopefully you become a regular, come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update on your company. John, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.